On this Monday afternoon, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast across the planet. We're going to tune in with Mark Russo. He's at Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Hey. Yeah, good afternoon, Todd. Glad to be here.
Let's start in South America. There's an awful lot being made about the corn crop there, the safrinha crop that's just been put into the ground. Do we have an idea what their weather looks like? I don't know. It's a three-month finish to this crop, so however far you'd like to go out would be great.
Well, certainly they're starting off their new growing season in very good shape. As rainfall across much of the Brazil winter corn areas, the safrinha corn areas, that's been basically, you know, near to slightly below normal, but nothing that extreme from a dryness standpoint. That's actually one of the reasons why their Brazil soybean harvest has been so favorable, because there's been a lack of any kind of wet pattern that's allowed the soybeans to come out of the ground earlier. And on top of that, has allowed winter corn planting. And so with the tail end of the rainy season here, it looks like actually the next couple of weeks is still kind of normal rainfall across much of Brazil. So that's going to maintain, if not even further, improve their soil moisture in the safrinha corn belt of Brazil.
All right, now come back to the United States. We had some really quite low temperatures in the southeast last week. Were they low enough to do very much damage to the fruit crop, do you think?
Well, certainly the possibility here, even in the southern sections of the Midwest from a winter wheat standpoint, you did get down to levels that, depending on the exact stage of the crop, may have produced some isolated issues here. And so certainly there could have been some damage based on, well, two things. Number one, the exact temperatures that occurred, the sub-freezing temperatures last week. But probably more important is the fact that prior to that cold, we did have the exceptionally warm conditions that helped to accelerate, whether that's, you know, fruit trees flowering to winter wheat coming out of dormancy ahead of schedule.
And finally, other places across the United States for this week that you find most interesting.
Yeah, the Plains hard red winter wheat belt, we see a turn to a more active pattern, which is really needed here as crop stress is increasing as a result of the hot, dry, and windy conditions across the plains. The main precipitation here coming up is scheduled for late this week, over the weekend, and actually more so into next week. That looks to be the best window for rain as these systems track into the plains from the desert southwest. And depending on the exact timing or speed of these systems, that's going to dictate how much of the plains receive significant precipitation. Certainly is a setup that the vast majority will improve, especially in the state of Kansas, our largest wheat producing state.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us for the day.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
You too. That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. You can always hear Mark's forecast again anytime you'd like off of our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. In fact, you can find all of our or most of our programming there for you to listen to on demand. I'm Todd Gleason.